Unit 13. New York City. Reading passage.
New York City has a special personality. It's the home of thousands of artists, singers, and celebrities from a wide variety of backgrounds. Tourists travel there in large numbers to enjoy an amazing number of sights and sounds. With so much to offer, it's easy to see why the city's nickname is the Big Apple. New York City has long had an important place in American history. For millions of immigrants in the 19th and 20th centuries, it was their point of entry into the USA. Greeting them was the Statue of Liberty, a gift from France to the USA in 1886. The city is also the home of the United Nations, the New York Stock Exchange, and the offices of many international companies. The city is made up of five sections, or boroughs: Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Staten Island. Although the city is spread out, its 8 million plus residents can easily get around on the excellent subway system. Each year, more than 1.5 billion riders travel on one of 26 routes. There is certainly a lot to see, which is why more than 40 million tourists travel to the city every year. People love visiting the Empire State Building, Central Park, and Rockefeller Center. Plus, there are great museums, like the Met and MoMA. Attending shows on Broadway, concerts at Lincoln Center, and events at smaller theaters is also popular with locals and tourists. Many of these activities are expensive, as are hotels. Spending $300 per night in Manhattan is common. However, one of the best things about New York City is free: walking around interesting neighborhoods like Greenwich Village and Chinatown. Each one has its own character, but they have one thing in common. Though their residents may come from many countries and cultures, they're all proud to call themselves New Yorkers.